Welcome to Simple Sports News Denver on this Saturday, September 20th. Today, we're diving into the latest buzz around the Broncos as they prepare for a pivotal AFC West showdown against the Chargers. We'll break down key injury updates, including the absences of Dre Greenlaw and Evan Engram, and discuss how players like Justin Sternad and Nate Adkins are stepping up. Plus, we'll spotlight J.K. Dobbins' resurgence and Alex Singleton's comeback on defense. Meanwhile, the Rockies snapped their losing streak with a tight 7-6 victory over the Angels, and we'll explore standout performances, including Tyler Freeman's pivotal hits and Victor Vodnik's impressive ninth save. Over in the NBA, Aaron Gordon's role with the Nuggets is sparking league-wide comparisons, particularly with Golden State's Jonathan Kuminga, while the Avs gear up for a unique split-squad doubleheader against the Utah Mammoth this Sunday. Stay tuned as we unravel these compelling stories and more, right here in Denver. All right, Broncos fans, let's dive into the latest updates and insights as we gear up for a crucial AFC West clash against the Chargers. First up, we've got some injury news that's shaping the lineup for this weekend's game. Inside linebacker Dre Greenlaw and tight end Evan Engram are both sitting out this Sunday. Greenlaw's been struggling with a quad injury that's kept him mostly sidelined since mid-August, and it looks like there's no clear timeline for his return. Head coach Sean Payton mentioned that Greenlaw's recovery is progressing, but it's still a bit unclear when he'll be back in full action. Meanwhile, Justin Sternad, who has been stepping up in Greenlaw's absence, will continue to fill the gap. Sternad's been solid so far, with 2 sacks on inside linebacker blitzes. He'll need to maintain that momentum, especially in coverage, as the Chargers bring a strong offensive front. Now switching gears to the offensive side, Evan Engram is out due to a back issue that flared up during last week's game against the Colts. Payton clarified that Engram's injuries haven't been a major factor in his utilization so far, but his absence will definitely be felt. Nate Adkins is set to make his season debut, bringing some versatility to the tight end position, though he won't directly replace Engram's role in the passing game. Expect Adkins to contribute more as a blocker, potentially opening up the ground game. Speaking of ground games, J.K. Dobbins is a name to watch. After battling through some serious injuries in the past, Dobbins is proving to be a crucial part of the Broncos' backfield. He's already racked up 2 touchdowns and ranks 11th in the league for rushing yards. With a matchup against his former team, the Chargers, you can bet Dobbins will be looking to make an impact. His journey from injury recovery to becoming a key player for Denver is a testament to his resilience and skill. On defense, Alex Singleton is back on the field after a tough year of injuries, including a broken thumb and a previous ACL tear. Despite these setbacks, Singleton's presence is invaluable, especially as he hits the 1-year mark since his knee injury. He's been making strides each week, and his leadership is crucial for the Broncos' defensive unit. Alongside Sternad, Singleton will be tasked with containing Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, a challenge that will require sharp coverage and strong tackling. Now onto some off-field news that's been making waves. Former Broncos player Josh Reynolds was involved in a harrowing incident last year where he and his friends were mistakenly targeted in a violent altercation related to a drug deal gone wrong. The court records reveal a complex and dangerous situation, but thankfully, Reynolds has moved forward and is currently playing for the New York Jets. As we look ahead to the matchup against the Chargers, it's clear the Broncos have some hurdles to overcome, both in terms of injuries and on-field performance. Coach Payton is keen on improving the team's discipline, particularly with penalties, as they were flagged 8 times against the Colts. The focus will be on tightening up the defense and maximizing offensive opportunities, especially in crucial third down and red zone situations. Finally, let's talk about Courtland Sutton. After a quiet outing against the Colts, where he only caught 1 pass, Payton emphasized the importance of getting Sutton more involved. Sutton's ability to make big plays could be a game changer, especially against a tough Chargers defense. So there you have it, Broncos fans. A lot to look forward to as we gear up for this weekend's showdown. Keep an eye on those key players and matchups, and let's see how the Broncos adjust and perform on the road. Let's dive into the latest happenings for the Rockies, starting with their recent game against the Angels. The Rockies managed to pull off a tight 7-6 victory over the Angels, snapping a 5-game losing streak and securing their 42nd win of the season. This win was crucial as it allowed them to avoid matching the 2024 White Sox's record for the most losses in modern baseball history. The Rockies are now sitting at 42-112, and they need just one more win in their final 8 games to avoid tying the 1962 Mets for the most losses by a National League team. The game saw some standout performances, particularly from Tyler Freeman, who collected three hits, including a key one in the pivotal four-run fifth inning. The Rockies' bullpen was also impressive, as four relievers combined to shut out the Angels for the final four innings. Victor Vodnik closed the game with his ninth save, continuing his streak of converting save opportunities with a stellar 0.61 ERA over his last seven chances. Bradley Blaylock, despite a shaky outing where he allowed six runs on eight hits over five innings, managed to avoid taking the loss thanks to the Rockies' rally. Blaylock's season has been a learning experience, as he continues to adjust to the majors with a 9.16 ERA over 12 starts. The young right-hander acknowledged his struggles, but remains focused on improving his execution. The Angels, on the other hand, extended their losing streak to eight games. Mike Trout, who was on the verge of hitting his 400th career home run, was held hitless, thanks in part to some stellar defensive plays by Brenton Doyle in center field. In other news, all eyes were on Ethan Holliday during Rockies batting practice. The 18-year-old, who was the fourth overall pick in this year's draft, showcased his power by hitting several impressive home runs, including one estimated to travel between 475 and 480 feet. Holliday, who received a record-breaking $9 million signing bonus, is currently playing in the Arizona Instructional League and is seen as a key future asset for the Rockies. Off the field, Rockies owner Dick Monfort is making headlines as a leading figure in the upcoming Major League Baseball labor negotiations. With the current collective bargaining agreement set to expire at the end of the 2026 season, Monfort has been vocal about his support for a salary cap and floor as a long-term solution for the league. This stance could potentially lead to significant changes in the Rockies' front office dynamics, with some fans hoping for less Monfort involvement in baseball operations. Overall, the Rockies are navigating a challenging season, but the recent win and the promising potential of prospects like Ethan Holliday provide some bright spots for the future. As they play out the remainder of the season, fans will be keeping a close eye on both the team's performance and the developments in the broader MLB landscape. All right, Nuggets fans, let's dive into some intriguing comparisons and discussions happening around the league, particularly involving our own Aaron Gordon. Over in Golden State, there's a bit of a saga unfolding with Jonathan Kuminga and his role on the Warriors. Steve Kerr, the Warriors' head coach, has a vision for Kuminga that involves him playing a role similar to what Aaron Gordon has perfected here in Denver. However, there seems to be a bit of a disconnect between Kerr's vision and Kuminga's aspirations, as well as his agent's perspective. Kuminga, who's been in a bit of a negotiation standoff with the Warriors, isn't too keen on the role Kerr envisions for him. His agent, Aaron Turner, recently shared some insights on a podcast about these ongoing talks. Turner emphasized that while the market for restricted free agents like Kuminga might be tight, that doesn't necessarily justify the role Kerr wants Kuminga to play. Kerr's idea is for Kuminga to emulate Gordon's style, which involves a lot of off-the-ball play and a specific defensive approach. But Turner argues that Kuminga's skill set and career trajectory differ significantly from Gordon's. The comparison to Aaron Gordon is quite interesting. Here in Denver, Gordon has thrived in his role, playing off the ball and contributing significantly to the Nuggets' success. His ability to adapt and excel in this role has been a crucial part of the team's dynamics. But Kuminga and his camp see him as having a different path, one that perhaps doesn't align with being an Aaron Gordon-type player. This situation highlights the complexities of player development and role assignments in the NBA. It's not just about fitting a player into a mold, it's about recognizing their unique strengths and how they can best contribute to the team's success. For Kuminga, the challenge is finding a role that aligns with his skills and aspirations, while also meeting the team's needs. As Nuggets fans, it's fascinating to see how our players are being used as benchmarks or models for success across the league. Gordon's role here is a testament to his versatility and the system that Coach Malone has put in place to maximize the talents of the roster. It also serves as a reminder of the importance of player-coach synergy and the impact it can have on a player's development and a team's overall success. So, while the Warriors continue to navigate their situation with Kuminga, it's a good time for us to appreciate the roles our players have carved out and how those roles contribute to the Nuggets' identity and performance. It's all part of the ever-evolving chess game that is the NBA, where player roles and team dynamics are constantly in flux, influenced by a myriad of factors both on and off the court. All right, Avs fans, let's dive into what's brewing with our Colorado Avalanche. We've got quite the unique setup coming up with a split squad doubleheader against the Utah Mammoth. It's happening this Sunday, and it's not your typical back-to-back. The first game kicks off at Magnus Arena on the University of Denver campus in the afternoon, and the second showdown is set for Ball Arena downtown in the evening. so it's a busy day for everyone involved, especially the equipment staff. Now, the Avs equipment crew, led by Don White, is usually bolstered by a couple of guys from the Rockies on game days. But with the Rockies wrapping up their last home game of the season, the Avs are a bit short-handed. But no worries, they've got a plan. Skylar Garver and Braden DeWeese from the Colorado Eagles are stepping in to help out at the DU game, while White and Travis Ward will manage things at Ball Arena. And to make things a tad easier, there won't be any morning skates on Sunday, which helps lighten the load a bit. Coach Jared Bednar is taking the helm at the Magnus game, alongside new assistant Dave Haxtell, who's tasked with revamping the Avs' power play this season. Meanwhile, Nolan Pratt will lead the charge at Ball Arena, with Eagles head coach Mark Letestu. Captain Gabe Landeskog is expected to lace up for the game at Magnus, and it wouldn't be surprising to see Pioneers alum Sean Behrens hitting the ice there too. Scott Wedgwood, the Avs goalie, gave a nod to the equipment crew's hard work, calling them the unsung heroes of the team. It's true, these guys work tirelessly behind the scenes to ensure everything is ready for game day, and it's clear they have the players' respect. So that's the scoop on the upcoming doubleheader. It's a logistical challenge, but the Avs are ready to tackle it head on. And for fans, it's a double dose of hockey action to look forward to. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Sports News Denver, where our small team, with a little help from AI technology, brings you the latest in local sports. Be sure to like and follow us to support the show, and email your suggestions to denver@simplesportsnews.com. Don't forget to listen tomorrow for more updates.